bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot but, of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is not Dr. Ken Harris. This is your girl, DT. Good afternoon, good people. You are locked in, as mentioned, with your girl, DT, a.k.a. Denise Thomas, a.k.a. the Effective Communication Coach. And I have the pleasure of filling in for Dr. Ken this afternoon and as your Cousins Sub of the Day presented by Cousins. So we are about to get into, I mean, y'all already know what time it is. We're gonna just unravel some truths here in the afternoon. We're about to turn up the volume on the truth, on our culture. And I hope that each of you that are tuned in, and thank you, by the way, for making the time to always tune in to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. Some good dialogue. There is a difference between discussion and dialogue. And what I love about the truth is that we talk about thought-provoking subject matters. We listen to one another, whether we agree or disagree. And that is what dialogue is all about, to listen, to learn, to understand. So let's get into it. Now, here's the crazy part about the next 4 hours. So I'm live, and you can stream and watch me live right now on our YouTube channel, 101.7 The Truth. We're also on X, formerly known as Twitter. What I'd really love is to hear your valuable voice. So you can always hit us up live on our Truth Talk and text line, which is 833-212-1017, as well as call in. Now, my brother and my sis, Liz Brown and Tori Lowe, my brother Tori Lowe, we're talking about violence in here in Milwaukee. And I just want to say this. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to be live. And then you're going to hear the recorded segment of Dr. Ken and I's show, The Truth Unfiltered. During the 6 to 8 p.m. hours where our show is recorded, I talk a lot about the violence that's going on here in Milwaukee, the response from our community leaders, whether it's elected officials or community advocates, as well as Sade Robinson's, the response to Sade Robinson's murder, where she was dismembered, burnt, and thrown away as if she was a piece of garbage. And although many of us see the verdict of Maxwell Anderson's, the guilty verdict, as justice, from 6 to 8, we're going to be talking about, do we as the Black community regard an arrest or a conviction as justice? Or is it time to take a further dive into how did we get here? How could have Sade's beautiful life as a 19-year-old black woman, college student, daughter, friend, relative, worker, be taken away in such a disgusting manner? So I just want to give you a preview, because it's going to literally be the next 4 hours, two of which are recorded and the first two right now live. Again, our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. So let's get into this, because we are heading into another Juneteenth celebration. Now, formally, this is the day that we honor liberation, resistance, and the power of truth. We're not new to Juneteenth. However, in the year of 2021, under the Biden administration, it became a federal holiday. So as any other federal holiday in this country, technically, you shouldn't be working. Now, we know federal holidays, the banks, the post office, any other federal agency is going to be closed. Their operations will be closed this Juneteenth, which is Thursday. Now, what's different is that some of the same corporate giants who previously plastered their logos all over parades and the picnics that took place over the previous 4 years post the George Floyd murder, which was also right in the realm of the global pandemic, also known as COVID-19, have suddenly disappeared and are nowhere to be found. And when the corporate giants disappear, that means that in addition to the big billboards and the banners being put down, the money's gone. And then you have the silence. And then you have this awkward discomfort of, do we even celebrate Juneteenth as part of this whole dismantling and weaponizing of DE&I? And so let's talk about this, y'all. Let's talk about this. Were they, and when I say they, I don't want to prescribe. I want, however you feel the pronoun they fits, whether it's the corporate sponsors, whomever, were they really in this with us? Or was Juneteenth just another opportunity for brand marketing, for photo opportunities? And at the time when DEI was at its peak, when it was glorified, when it was, we stand in solidarity, which again was just about 5 minutes ago. Now that's gone. So I'm asking my people, my community. I usually don't like to use the word mine, because it to me, it represents ownership. But in this context, as part of my brothers and sisters, regardless of your racial identity, I'm talking about human beings that care about treating people, treating each other as though they matter, as though they're valued. Let's get into this. I really hope that over the next two or three segments, we can take a deep dive into the shifting landscape. Why is this happening? Where celebrating Black culture, Black tradition, Black contributions, allyship, and what it truly means. Because, you know, the thing about America is that even on our currency, it says, in God we trust. In the Declaration of Independence, it states, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created. I mean, all these things are continuously pushed as part of being an American. Honoring and protecting freedom for all Americans. Why is the landscape of celebrating Black people, Black excellence, Black contributions, and the abolishment of slavery now a problem? And, you know, for some of us, it's like, look, it doesn't really matter to me. And I respect that position. However, I don't like being in places where I'm not valued. I don't like being in environments where I'm forced to celebrate others, but I'm made to feel like I'm stirring up trouble when it comes to celebrating mine. And so grab whatever you need to grab. Don't forget your common sense, because we all have it. Because it's about to get real here on Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. This is, again, your girl taking over the Truth in the Afternoon. This is the DT Takeover. Stay locked in. Again, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Are we still, as we head into another Juneteenth celebration, are we really honoring what Juneteenth is all about? Is it shifting? And do we even care anymore? Stay locked in. It's about to get real. We'll be back.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. It is the DT Takeover. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you had a great weekend and your week is off to a great start. It is Monday, June 16th. We are 3 days away from Juneteenth. And before we get into this, I got to remind each of us, including you, yep, you, Truth Nation, I'm asking, because you don't want to miss this. I want y'all to join us for the 54th annual Juneteenth celebration in Milwaukee this Thursday, June 19th, and the Truth will be broadcasting live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stop by our broadcast, say hello, and get some free 99 Truth swag. That's right, free 99. I love free 99 stuff. Juneteenth in Milwaukee is one of the oldest and biggest Juneteenth celebrations in the country, so you do not want to miss out on your chance to celebrate with us our live Juneteenth broadcast presented by Hope Christian Schools and Carroll University. Oh, and guess what? 101.7 The Truth celebration of Juneteenth is also brought to you by American Family Insurance, Gruber Law Offices, Molson Coors, Educators Credit Union, and Associated Bank. And we so greatly appreciate that. Can't wait to see y'all this Thursday. Will DT be there? Do y'all want me there? Let me know. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talk and text line. And speaking of Juneteenth, there are a lot of corporations that are pulling out sponsorships. They're either scaling down or they're just flat out saying, we don't have any money. Now, here's my thing. I don't understand why a lot of corporations that are pulling out of Juneteenth sponsorships or scaling back funding are associating Juneteenth with DE&I. I don't understand that. I'm trying to, like, help me understand why you would think that a celebration of Juneteenth, when this country's fundamental values are based on freedom and equality and justice for all. See, I'm dating myself. Remember, y'all, where's my 80s and 90s folks at? Remember we started our day off in school, I pledged the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And we talked about liberty and justice for all. So why are, number one, why are corporations that are pulling out, and I'm going to get into them. I'm going to give y'all some receipts here in about 2.5 seconds. But for those that are listening to the show and maybe in positions where you make decisions on what organizations that you sponsor, how that aligns with your company's core values, please help me understand how you are rationalizing. When just 5 minutes ago, it was, we stand in solidarity. We are against this. We don't like what we're seeing. All lives matter. Everybody has a right. And now you have corporations that formerly invested in Juneteenth, which is a, in 2 seconds, a black liberation. It's celebrating black liberation. Now let's look in to who stayed in and who stayed out. I got receipts, y'all. And again, I want each of us to understand this, the rationalization, which I completely do not understand. For a lot of these corporations and companies, and even municipalities that are either reconsidering their support or have just flat out said, we're not supporting due to DE&I cancellations. I'm talking about federal grants, business investments, act, you know, being involved in parades, all of these things that are part of a federal holiday, which again celebrates the end of slavery, the enslavement of a group of human beings that ended on this date. That's a problem to celebrate. Think about that. And the reason why is it's because it's associated with DE&I, which again, diversity, equity, inclusion was never about us to begin with. But then you're putting, celebrating the abolishment of slaving human beings as a bad thing? Let me just give y'all some receipts really quick. Because before I hear from you, and again, the Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. So before we open up our lines here, and feel free to go ahead and call in now, because I'm trying to understand, and maybe one of you valued listeners can help me understand, is the rationalization of a number of corporations and municipalities that are flat out saying, no, we're not celebrating Juneteenth. By the way, it's still a federal holiday thanks to the Biden administration in 2021. In Denver, Colorado, more than 12 companies have backed out of supporting the Juneteenth Music Festival, which is one of the city's biggest celebrations of the holiday. And this is according to Norman Harris, who is the executive director of JMF Corporation, which puts on the event. They're out. You want me to keep going? No problem. And again, these are both large companies, small companies, and municipalities that are just flat out saying no. Now, we'll have to be careful because let me just say this. I may not be able to name all the companies, but the same way that I got the information is the same way that you can get the information. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. But you know, at the end of the day, y'all know how it is. Look at, for example, you can, whatever search engine you use, whether it's Google, Yahoo, Safari, whatever search engine that you use, just look at Milwaukee and look at who is and who is not supporting Juneteenth this Thursday. Now, once you've come to that realization, then we get into, because obviously DE&I budgets, all these cuts, rollbacks, after witnessing this George Floyd DE&I hangover. Once you find out, or once you understand the corporations that are cutting and no longer supporting Juneteenth, should Black employees for these corporations feel more seen or feel less seen? Do you, if you work for a company, or if you work for a company that has said no more, how does that make you feel? Are we waiting on corporations to validate our history? Should we be just using this as a reminder to continue supporting Black-owned businesses, donating to local organizers, and showing up, for example, the Juneteenth celebration this Thursday? How should we respond, Truth Nation? How should we respond when corporations, municipalities are pulling out of Black celebrations? Should we be boycotting them? Should we be calling them out? Or should we build without them? Because Juneteenth is not just, as far as I'm concerned, it's not just a party. It is a legacy. It is a direct alignment with the core values and beliefs that are written in not only the Declaration of Independence, but the U.S. Constitution. And so help me understand why this is a problem to support. So again, 833-212-1017. How should we respond? Because again, first y'all, I'm not going to lie. I was going to call folks out, but I was like, you know what? At the end of the day, this is a corporation. this is Truth in the Afternoon. But also, you know, we know, like I said, we got common sense. But I will say this, the same way that I got the receipts on the corporations that have pulled out and the municipalities that have pulled out, you can too. So now that we have that understanding, that reality, that people associate celebrating Juneteenth with DE&I and don't want to celebrate the ending of enslaving human beings, human trafficking, raping, dividing families, that was abolished, and you don't want to celebrate that as part of American culture. And guess what, y'all? July 4th? Oh, man. Brum, 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 brum. That'll be everywhere. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris, DT Takeover. Let me know how y'all feel. 833-212-1017, Truth Talking text line, or you can call in. Stay locked in. We're going to continue to unravel this.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Welcome back to Truth in the Afternoon on 101.7 The Truth. It is your girl, DT, your cousin, sub of the day, filling in for Dr. Ken, who's on assignment. And again, this is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We have a caller, and y'all, the Truth Talking text line is blowing up. I so greatly appreciate you. Let's go straight to our caller. You are live with DT, filling in for Dr. Ken. What is your question or comment?
My comment is welcome back, and I wish they had that welcome back Carter song for my favorite radio host in this city.
Hey, thank you.
And this is the caller, my sister. And first I want to say I hope you definitely are in town on Juneteenth, which is part of my answer to your question. Your existence is the answer to your question. Being a global citizen and entrepreneur, I actually had to pour another cup of coffee before I went to the golf course. I wasn't going to listen in until I tuned in and heard you. So, I think for
thank
young
you so
people
much for
in
that.
Milwaukee, well, it's well deserved. So to see and know a global citizen, which you are, can you tell the audience, listening audience, how many countries you've been to in the past 12 months?
In the past 12 months? That's such a great question, because I actually did think about that question myself. And the answer is last 12 months. This year, I've been to 4 different countries.
Okay.
Last 12 months.
So our ancestors couldn't leave the property where they were owned. And that old ugly Confederate flag, which this Confederate movement of Elon and Trump are trying to restore. And so the furthest extent of freedom is to do what you do, is to be where you want to be a lot of the time, and to set your own path and your destiny by being an owner. And I know you have a job here at 101.7 The Truth, but I think knowing your story, as you continue to evolve, it will be a history.
I so appreciate you. No, I thank you that. Thank you for that encouragement, King. I really appreciate you making the time to not only stay tuned in, but to share that love. And it means so much to me. And I'm looking at our YouTube message board. Thank y'all so much. I see you. Curly Q, that's my girl. She said, what kind of sub am I, DT? Club cheese, steak, turkey? That's a great question. What am I? I guess I'd be club, because I'm all different types of flavors. So give me that club. Now, we've been talking about Juneteenth. Not really a city girl. Hey, I miss y'all. She says, in response to how should we be as a community responding to a number of corporations and municipalities backing out of their Juneteenth celebration support. Not really a silly girl says we need to do all three. Number one, call them out. Number two, boycott. And number three, build without them. That's if we can all get on one accord collectively. I hear you. And thank you for sharing that. On our Truth Talk and text line, Dwayne, I miss you too, brother. Miss you too. Let's see. I'm just reading randomly. Ann says, why do you always sound angry and confrontational, even when you are trying to have a conversation with Dr. Ken? Ann, I am so glad that you asked that question, and I appreciate you sharing your perspective. Let me clarify something. And as I'm clarifying this with Ann, my sister Ann, because regardless of her identity as a woman of faith, she is my sister. Before I respond to Ann, I want every Black woman to lean in when I respond to Ann. Okay, I need you to lean in, because what I'm about to say to Ann, I need you to also consider saying that, because you've dealt with it and you're going to continue to deal with it. So again, Ann, I appreciate your perspective. And let me clarify something to you, my sister. I am passionate and I am direct when I speak. That is one of my many qualities, especially when I am talking about a topic or subject matter that I care about. And especially even more when my people are involved. That should not be mistaken for anger or confrontation, as you had put it. It is important, Anne, to recognize how tone and expression are often interpreted through bias, especially when it comes to Black women. I am here to communicate clearly and respectfully, and I expect the same in return. And so, for Black women constantly having to construct our authentic selves to make others feel comfortable, and those same people are committed to misunderstanding us to begin with, I will continue to speak with passion and I will continue to speak directly. And if you interpret that as confrontation or anger, which quite truthfully, when I live in a country that doesn't even want to acknowledge slavery, let alone celebrate the abolishment, I would have every right to be angry. But again, do not misconstrue how I speak as angry or confrontational just based on the small-mindedness and limited exposure that you may have had. But thank you so much, Anne. Appreciate you tuning in. And again, Black women, please do not allow people to put you in a hole of being angry and confrontational when you are simply being passionate and direct. And that was free from the Effective Communication Coach. To learn more, go to my website. No, I'm just playing. I mean, I'm not, but. All right. Al, thank you for holding. You were live with DT. filling in for Dr. Ken. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And let's take the legs off the table. The only person that's confrontational, okay, is these God-fearing, Bible-thumping, backsliding hypocrites with all that hate in their heart. And let's not get about you black Europeans, flat black nigglets who stand up there with them. Because, see, y'all always kick all this hell off and then you hold the Bible and do it in the name of God we trust. We're going to move that because a lot of you are liars, backsliders, and the crusaders of hypocrites. A lot of y'all made a lot of bad decisions in your life and you thought the power was in the flower, but I'm going to let you know it's not. Moving forward to the corporations, keep your money because Zebra never change their stripes, but your mouth kissing their rear end do. So what we need to do is keep your money. Don't do like the saved Christians and say you found life and now you want to come back. See, but see, y'all do that because you know that person y'all get saved to can't talk back. But see, when you come back, they're going to call you every name except the Son of God. And I hope they call you that and then some too. Okay, so we're going to keep it moving and keep it grooving. But for those who say you always sounding confrontational, we know who sound confrontational. And y'all give 30% every Sunday to that whorehouse. And he got his heaven. Y'all pay for y'all heaven. But y'all are always the one, the angry, the loud ones. But that Matthew 22:39, y'all don't know about that. So all y'all who stand with that, you are hypocrites. And if you ever go to hell, I hope they kick you out of hell and say, I don't care where you go. Go to downtown. Go to downtown Walsall. You will fit in real good with them and the ones with no teeth in them rural towns. Y'all could be happy. Y'all could be happy. Y'all could do all that mess together. Y'all could party together. And you can dance with all those people because you thought the flower, you thought the power was in the flower, and y'all can sit and party with the shopping cart as a barbecue grill, and you can lose all y'all teeth together. Enjoy that nap, Beth, and glad to see you back as well. Have a great day. Happy Monday.
Thank you, Al. Thank you so much. Happy Monday to you. Al, I'm telling you, I've been off Truth Be Told in the morning with DT and Telly. You still don't have a show yet, brother? Come on now. We need you, Al. We need your show. We need your voice. And speaking of which, we come back, we're going to continue unraveling the recent announcements from different corporations and municipalities as they are scaling back or flat out just pulling back supporting Juneteenth celebration this year, which again, for me, I'm trying to understand, number one, how are you associating celebrating the abolishment of the enslavement of Black Americans? How is that a bad thing? And number two, how is that the same as DE&I? We got to do better, y'all. We got to do better. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Appreciate everybody. I see you on YouTube. I see you on the Truth Talking text line. Appreciate your support. And again, for our listeners that think I'm confrontational and angry, I don't care. Stay locked in. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I got to give a shout out to our amazing producer, Rhea. You good, Rhea? What's going on? How you
I'm
doing?
Good. Hi.
You were saying something in my ear. What am I doing?
Just your break time. That's all. You got it, though.
Okay. All right. How am I doing, Rhea? It's been a minute.
You're doing great.
We collaborated.
It's been great.
Appreciate that. I don't shy away from good input, good feed forward. So, y'all, it is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. This is your girl. This is the Truth in the Afternoon takeover with DT. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you are having, seriously, I truly hope you are having a great start to the new week. This is the week of Juneteenth. We've been talking about the scaling back of Juneteenth celebrations across this country. There are, as we know, DE&I is under attack. It's been weaponized. It's been dismantled. It is literally a curse word. It's like, ooh, she said DE&I. And as we are approaching Juneteenth, which for me is the celebration of the abolishment of slavery, which I don't see how that's a bad thing. And I don't see how that's the same as DE&I. There are a number of companies, corporations, municipalities that are stepping away from, I would even just say Juneteenth. I mean, we just came out of, or no, this is still Pride Month, right, Rhea? June is Pride Month? Yeah, so we're in the midst of Pride Month, Juneteenth. There's a lot of commitments across the board that are stepping away, that are being dismantled. Now, again, I want to be clear. I do not associate Juneteenth with DE&I. DE&I is diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, initiatives, values, policies to ensure that every consumer, every employee that is patronizing a company's product or service feels valued, feels connected, and feels a sense of belonging, and in some cases, reciprocity. It has nothing to do with celebrating the liberation of a race of people that were dehumanized and forced into slavery. Those are two different things. And so my question is, do you think Juneteenth has been commercialized to the point where we even forgot about what this is about? And should we care if corporate sponsors, municipality celebrations that are pulling out of celebrating Juneteenth, is this a chance for us to regroup, reassess? Because see, here's the thing, freedom, it's not seasonal. And neither is accountability. Now, on our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. Man, where'd that comment go? Because I'm on the text, the dashboard here. Somebody made a really, really good point. Let's see. Oh, man, I can't find it, y'all. I'm going to find it, though. This is why I prefer for y'all to call in. 833-212-1017. Juneteenth. Is that a DE&I thing to y'all? Do y'all agree or disagree with me? I want to hear it. Like, is this, when did Juneteenth, when did the abolishment of enslaving human beings become a bad thing? And if I'm not mistaken, and again, please, 833-212-1017. And Rhea, help me out too. Why do we celebrate on July 4th? It's called Independence Day. Independence from what? The British? Control? So why is it a problem to celebrate Juneteenth? Because you best believe in a couple of weeks, everywhere you're going to see red, white, and blue. You're going to see the American flag. And you're going to hear, this is our Independence Day. And don't even get me started on next year. Because next year, the United States of America turns 250 years old. Shout out to all my 76ers. Yeah, next year, I don't even know if Juneteenth will even be a thing, even though, again, it's a federal holiday. And what's even more troubling is that you'll have so many people that will take advantage of the paid day off and could give a you know what about the reason why they're getting a paid day off. On our Truth Talking text line, Shadio says, build without them and a time to demonstrate what we value and cherish. A time to also demonstrate our steadfastness and determination to move forward. I'm sorry, Rhea, repeat that one more time. All right, appreciate it. So again, Shadio says, build without them and a time to demonstrate what we value and cherish, a time to also demonstrate our steadfastness and determination to move forward. I love everything about that because I'm all about moving forward and upward. We have live Eastside Corey. Thank you so much for holding. What is your question or comment? You were live with DT.
Oh my goodness. Whoa. I wasn't ready to come on right through, girl.
You are live. You are through.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad I'm here in the moment listening to you because I miss you so much, and I don't think your corporation you work for do enough for the people that change positions or move around or make a bigger deal of it because you guys have become part of our lives. We have you on all day, and we talk. I'm talking to the radio, even though you can't hear me. Because this voice and this platform is unique amongst the nations. Because you've traveled. Rule number one, black folks, get out of our city, get out of the country if you have the opportunity just to look back and see what we have here and how much we can do to improve it. And if the corporations decide that they want to pull from Juneteenth, I say, good. We've been carrying on for doing our own thing until y'all discovered it. And we should hold in high honor that Milwaukee is one of the founding fathers and mothers and sisters and kings and queens of this holiday. Let's reclaim it to say, we don't need you. I don't need to go into Target and see myself represented, although it was kind of a shocking thing. But keep your ice cream. We'll make our own. Thank you. It'll taste even better. That's what I say to that. Now, on the other hand, I'm over here getting emotional because even though the verdict came in that was correct, there's a part missing. And that part missing is, in this city, I lived through the Jeffrey Dahmer era. I'm a gay, out man, and I have to say that was absolutely the most terrifying thing I've ever experienced because I was just that side-eye person that was could have been a victim of that thing, not even a human being. And the fact that we just move on? No. You can't tell me that he acted alone and that I watched too much court TV, okay? And that it's just his roommate or whatever didn't hear a thing. It's just the bartender didn't card the young lady. It's just too many weird things that are lining up that has me come to the conclusion. Y'all need to start digging in that backyard, that little shack he lived in, and see if there are other bodies. Other missing people.
Well, you know, Eastside Corey, it's interesting that you bring that up because I don't know if you heard when the show first started. So this from 6 to 8, Dr. Ken and I have a show called Truth Unfiltered.
Yes.
And I recorded it because Dr. Ken's on assignment. So I recorded what you're going to hear from 6 to 8 on Saturday, okay. This past Saturday. And I'm diving deep into that. And so although you won't be able to call in live, I strongly encourage you to consider tuning in or staying locked in. Because to your point, now what? Because, you know, the what was Shawnee Robinson, a beautiful 19-year-old black woman who went on a first date with a monster who, as far as I'm concerned, knew exactly what he was doing. He knew exactly who he was targeting, very similar to Jeffrey Dahmer. Because a lot of psychos and monsters like Maxwell Anderson, I don't even like saying his name, they know they can get away with killing black people.
Yes.
And so that's their target because they're, And so here's the thing. Stay tuned in because I do a deep dive into this.
Okay.
And here's the reality. Thank you so much, Eastside Corey. When we come back from break, we're going to get into a new topic regarding, because I have seen so many reels on my social media platforms regarding black people's engagement and or response to the ICE, how do I say this? How ICE is managing, navigating, handling the riots, or not the riots, the protests. Whew. I almost went there, y'all. Because see, words matter. And if you constantly hear the word riot versus protest, when we come back, we're going to get into this. Stay locked in. We want to hear from you. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. This is your girl, DT. It's Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. DT Takeover. We'll be back.